Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he favored us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he set forth in him regarding his plan to the fullness of the times to bring all things together in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
God's care for those of us who are believers isn't limited to spiritual matters. He's also interested in the details of our daily life. We tend to divide life into categories, distinguishing between issues related to work, home, and faith. But our Heavenly Father sees us as whole persons. Scripture shows that God has provided for bodies to be fed, minds to be wise, and hearts to be at ease. And since believers are in union with Jesus through his indwelling Spirit, every aspect of a Christian's existence has a spiritual connection. There is not a time in the day when the Christian's life separates into sacred and secular components. The Word of God stresses his commitment to believers' whole selves. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. We need never wonder if he can or wants to meet our needs. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one whose kindness never ceases, gives humble believers whatever is required to grow their faith, whether that is food, comfort, knowledge, or peace. The loving Heavenly Father sees his children as whole people rather than physical beings with a spiritual life on the side. We cheat ourselves when we think God is interested solely in our spiritual needs. He has many kinds of blessings to offer. All we have to do is ask with a spirit of humble faith.